friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
By starting pitching is a fabulous thing. Blake Snell went 8 innings in Game 1 against Milwaukee. Bullpen pitched 1 inning. And Yamamoto last night, Yoshi Yamamoto, goes 9, was terrific. And with that, the Dodgers have a 2-0 lead. And I thought, you know, the Guardians have good pitching.
You know, it's pretty amazing to think that it's old school thinking with pitching in these first 2 games for the Dodgers.
Yeah, let them go.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, their pitch counts were great. So that's...
It helped.
Without question.
Yeah.
That was really good. And I just thought...
Who are you rooting for in this thing, by the way? Tell me what you thought. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's all right. I'm rooting for Seattle in the American League, and I'm rooting for Milwaukee in the National League.
It's kind of hard for me not to want to root for Toronto. I'm sorry. I like Bieber. I want to see if he gets a chance, another chance here. And I still root for Mark. I'm sorry. I still root for... I root for all those guys that were here before. I want to see them win.
Yeah, that's great. I'd like to see Seattle win.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out on Seattle.
And we have 2 local guys on Seattle. Yeah. And Josh Naylor. I'm good with them. The Dodgers,
I'm good with Toronto. Okay.
The Dodgers pitching, Andy, has been really good in the postseason. There's no question. That's terrific. 2.80 ERA, which is 3rd best among the playoff teams. 2nd best, the Cleveland Guardians. Just saying.
It's great. You got a bat for it?
No. But
any chance they're going to spend a little money on a bat?
But we're talking pitching.
It still drives me crazy.
Do you have the base of the Browns defense here in the Guardians pitching and then maybe can build on that?
Doesn't it feel
because
the same?
It looks like this team has pitching moving forward. And we all know if you have pitching, you can do some things. Proof, you have the worst offense known to man, and yet you made the postseason. And I just wonder if they're onto something here. You coach a lot of hockey.
Yeah.
I've coached a lot of
other things too, baseball
and helping. Andy coaches everything. Sorry.
Oh, I'm just saying. I coach the games.
Baseball. I don't coach football or hockey, but I've helped my friend coach baseball for a while and then coached a lot in the past.
Uh-huh.
And parents will come up and we'll be talking to parents and they get excited about the idea of college and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And which is great, as they should. And I think that's terrific.
College for education or college for athletics?
Absolutely athletics.
Okay.
Yeah. The education part is a given, you know, I think people just,
For most parents, I don't think so. For most parents, probably the educate, they get it. They understand it, but you got plenty of parents who are just all about the free ride.
Yeah, well, that's silly. But the baseball parents that I talk to,
uh-huh,
and they say stuff, and I always point out one thing. If you're looking for a little cubby to play some college baseball,
mm-hmm,
can he pitch? Can he catch? And I say that for 2 reasons. Half of the players playing baseball are pitchers, so you need a lot of them, right?
Correct.
And nobody wants to catch. It's not really true. But if you're a good catcher, you can play a lot of baseball. That's what I always tell parents. If your kid is a good catcher, he will play a lot of baseball. And if you're a really good defensive catcher, you'll get paid $4 million for it.
Amen.
Can we have a round of applause, please, Dan, for Austin Hedges and his agent, please? Andy, let me throw this out to you. I'm not belittling Austin Hedges, okay? Let me just say that. In 2018, when he was a member of the San Diego Padres, Austin Hedges actually hit a career-high 231.
He did hit over 200?
He hit 231 in 2018. That was the year after he hit 214 and hit 18 bombs. The only 2 seasons of Austin Hedges' career where he has hit over 200.
What was his final batting average this year?
Let me enlighten you, Andy.
Yeah.
When he came to the Indians Guardians in 2020.
Oh, good.
He came back awesome. And he played a little bit, you know, after the trade from the Padres. Mm-hmm. He hit 083. In 2021, he hit 178.
Ooh, don't double this amount.
In 2022, Austin hit 163. Then he went to, remember he left our team and went to the Pirates and the Rangers.
Oh, yeah.
He hit a combined 184.
Ooh.
He hit 180 for Texas, or for Pittsburgh, and 208 for Texas. But then he came back to our team, which I'm glad he did. He's a tremendous defensive catcher. He does a really great job. Last year, he hit 152. 152 in 2024. He raised his average this year to 161. By God, give him $4 million more. $4 million contract. By the way, the $4 million contract is officially official now.
Oh, okay. I was concerned.
Just so you know.
I thought it was unofficially official, and then it became unofficially
official. It's officially official.
So now it's officially
according to those of us here at The Fan.
Better agent, Austin Hedges' agent or Cam Robinson's agent? For those of you who don't know, Cam Robinson has made $81 million in his career.
He's at least...
I'm baffled by both.
He's at least hit the... He's hit the offensive tackle equivalent of about 214.
Unbelievable.
But at least he's over 200.
We need those guys in our life, guys. We got to find those agents.
Isn't that phenomenal?
His knees are going to have to pay for it, boys.
Career batting average of 185 for
so
Austin.
So well
Hedges.
Compensated if we God had those him. Agents.
You know what's going to happen to Austin? Austin is going to play here as long as he probably wants to.
As long as he's
on the Carl Willis plan. So good for him. And Carl's phenomenal. Well, Austin Hedges is a phenomenal defensive catcher. He really is. He's great in the locker room. He's great for the pitching staff. I get all that.
He's here as long as Vogt's here. That's what I would say.
Oh, maybe not.
I mean, as long as Vogt's like, yeah, I still want him. Remember, every manager gets one player they want. I'm 100% convinced of that. One player. And this is his one guy.
Well, by God, he's back. So good for him. $4 million. Maybe, you know, I would assume he has to make the team, but you never know. He's got $4 million.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Teach your kids to be a catcher, mom and dad. Get behind the plate.
Morning Show was saying that they should put him in the bullpen. I'm like, what are you going to do?
What?
As a coach. By the way, Brad Goldberg's doing a fantastic job. I don't know if anybody's noticed that. He's like under Carl Willis. Man, those two together, they're rising together.
That's beautiful. Carl's already risen.
Yeah, no, I mean, but I think like you kind of see him coming along for the ride. Like I think that, you know how they're real good about trying to invest in the future to see what's next. I think you got the next Carl Willis in the bullpen right now.
So to go back to your initial point, though, Jeff, on starting pitching, and especially in this playoffs.
Thank you.
And Carl Willis is doing awesome. I'm not, like, trashing anything you said, Andy. It was just more a thought that popped into my head.
Though there's, yeah, okay.
Do you think...
How could you trash, Carl, what you can't?
Do you think what the Dodgers are doing with the starting pitching going as deep as it is?
Yeah.
And they've been doing it throughout the entire playoffs.
It's going to set a trend?
Is this desperation? Because their bullpen is a train wreck. Their bullpen is a mess right now.
I don't know, man. I watched these two guys start the last two games. They didn't need to go to the bullpen.
You know what they did? But they've done what Andy said. They've gone old school. And it's this. Our starter's doing fine. Leave him in there.
Right.
That, Dan, to me is managing. He's pitched his five, get him out of there, even though his pitch count's okay. That's following somebody's analytical, you know, data sheet that was sent down.
I agree. That's robot managing.
I think it's also playing to your strengths, by the way. Like, I think it's also being able to look at your staff and go, those five guys over there are a hell of a lot better than what I'm going to pull out of that thing. So let's ride these guys.
But hang on. And there's one other thing about last two nights that you get that I think are easy to compensate for.
You missed what I said, though, too, which was he's doing just fine. Leave him alone.
Yes. Like, that to me is a manager's gut instinct, right? Because remember, they were talking about it during the broadcast last night. The other question is you're trying to measure how many bullets are left in their arm, right? Well, how many more starts are either one of these guys going to have? Even if both series go seven. Three. Mm-hmm. So let them ride. And if they still have velocity later in the innings and your pitch count's still relatively low, let them go. You get in the World Series and they're knocking them down and you're at 100 pitches and you're in the fifth inning. Let them go to the six. Who can? How many bullets you got? Whole offseason to rest.
I mean, you watched that last night with the Brewers and Freddie Peralta. I mean, Freddie went to the manager and said, "Hey, I got one more in me." The manager went, "Get out there, son. Let's see it." And then ball went on the fence.
Well, that was bad managing.
Next month, he put one out.
Yeah, but see,
you know why? Because he's had analytics his whole career, and he didn't have to have the gut feeling to know he should take. You know, because analytics sucked
Murphy
it out.
Murphy was at Notre Dame and Arizona State, baby. He knows.
Good gravy.
He knows how to manage. The question, though, Dan, is this. If your guy's doing well, leave him alone. And let's go back to this. You could make the only argument you could make maybe about Stephen Vogt not handling pitchers well. And I'm not saying, I think he does. But I'm saying the only argument you could make is that he follows to a great extreme. Hey, you did your five, you did your six. We think you might have another one in you, but it's time to go to the bullpen and run our four guys out there and have them make 70 appearances this year, and we get to September and they're toast.
You just made me remember one of my most frustrating points in the whole game of baseball. Setup guy goes up there in the eighth, gets the heart of the order, 3, 4, 5, does it in like less than 15 pitches,
and, they're bringing a closer.
And then you got to bring in your closer. That is like the dumbest thing I've ever seen. It drives me insane. Insane. I know, we're paying our closer to be our closer, blah, blah, blah. No, your setup guy just totally destroyed the other lineup, and now you got to pull him out because you got to go to your closer? No, you don't have to go. And by the way, if you're looking at payment management, wouldn't you rather, salary-wise, I'm saying, wouldn't you rather be able to have two closers, three closers, guys? The whole concept of closer beyond Mariano Rivera just bothers me.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.